Thank you so much for taking some time. We love checking in with one of our mental health professionals. Melissa joined the show a few weeks ago, just when this whole coronavirus pandemic was getting going. And obviously, each day we've been dealing with new curveballs, new stresses in life. So we thought it'd be a good time to check in with Melissa and keep our listeners motivated and making sure everyone's minds are staying healthy.
So Melissa, so how are things going over on your end?
Things are going pretty well. I am, you know, talking to clients from home, doing phone sessions or video sessions, which is great that I'm still able to do that. And it's about 50-50, I'd say. About half of my clients are sort of taking a break from therapy right now and just really sort of dealing with things on the home front and, mm-hmm. and taking care of that stuff. And about half of my clients are still really needing some therapy and needing to check in and talk. So,
you know, I'm not someone who's ever, you know, gone to therapy. I probably should. I've got a lot of deep-seated issues. But I've noticed that, you know, through all of this, like, it's starting to wear on me a little bit. You know, I got a little emotional yesterday when me and Steph, towards the end of the show, you know, I'm looking at Steph through a video screen right now while she's at home and I'm here. But at least I have that connection with her. But, you know, we still could have a few more months of this, and it's starting to wear on all of us.
Yeah. You know, and it's really, I think that's really important to remember. You know, you're not alone, Jackson. That's, all of us are sort of on this emotional roller coaster, you know, and I think it's important to just check in with yourself every day and see where you're at. Or maybe, you know, for some of us, check in every hour. That can change, you know, how we're feeling can change from hour to hour sometimes right now. And so, you know, I think it's just really important to make sure that you're checking in. And self-care is crazy important right now. Whatever that looks like for you, that's different for everybody. And so whatever you need in that moment is okay.
Melissa, you shared a couple really good points with me recently, some daily quarantine questions or maybe the mindset shift during a pandemic. Can you share with us a few of your favorites that really help you and us get through this?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think I'm like an eternal optimist. And so there's always a silver lining. And, you know, sometimes the silver lining is just what you're grateful for or what you're thankful for. And I feel like, you know, countering those negative thoughts, countering those, you know, that what you're scared of and sort of what you're worried about with something positive, which can be as simple as, you know, I'm grateful for extra time with my family, or, you know, I'm grateful for, you know, being able to get projects done around the house right now. But sort of just acknowledging those negative thoughts and then countering them with something positive or even something neutral can be really helpful.
And you know what I'll do here, Melissa? I'll share some of these daily quarantine questions and the mindset shift that you shared with us so people can remind themselves. That's a really good visual. Thank you so much for sharing some of those with us on air. And like I said, we'll share that on our website here in a few minutes at Q106.com.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. You have a great day and you take care.
Thanks, you guys too.
Bye. Bye-bye.